Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us. Hello, guys, and welcome to another podcast. This is the Liverpool review. We are recording straight after the game, so you know feelings are alive at the moment. I'm joined with Callum. What do you think of the lineup? Because obviously, Target back in, Trezeguet on the bench. So, what do you think?
On the bench point of view, you know, you look at that bench and it, arguably kind of better than Liverpool's. It was nice to see Trezeguet back in after getting minutes in the week. You know, I think we expected Target to come in. I think we both said that if he was fit, he'd come back. I'm not sure if we said if we thought Young would play as far forward as he did, but Young started and then and Ramsey started, which I thought was a kind of a surprise. But I suppose there was no real problems with the lineup. You couldn't say, the only possibility is like, Wendy are on for Ramsey or Young, but there was really no problems with it. If you had to be picky, there could be, but I was fine with it.
Yeah, so like I say, the bench was quite strong, having Sanson, Trezeguet back, Ings on the bench, Buendia. I kind of understood having Buendia on the bench and having Ramsey start because I felt that Ramsey's more of a basic player than Buendia, and I think we needed just to get the basics. So I don't think we could afford to have the fancy flicks and all that, you know, going into a game against Liverpool, who, you know, who will hurt you. And obviously he's better at the defensive side than Buendia, so I kind of understood. But going into the first half, I mean, there wasn't really much to talk about. It was literally like the Alamo. It was just literally batten down the hatches and just get to half time. I mean, I haven't really got, from a Villa's point, all I can really say is that we defended well. I mean, I know they had a lot of possession, but clear-cut chances. I know there was a really good save by Martinez, but that was pretty... And then I'm sure there was one that was straight at him. There was pretty much 1-2 at top's chances that, you know, I thought was decent. But other than all the possession, Liverpool didn't really do much. You know, not like Martinez had a sweat on. And I will say that, you know, that the Liverpool side had their snorkels on for majority of the match because they was going down left, right and centre. Robertson was outrageous, the amount he was going down, especially in that first half.
Yeah, I think they actually were calling for three or two penalties in the first half, obviously from Andy Robertson. But like you said, you know, the way that we set up from the minute one was to try not concede. We did do that in the first half. It was sometimes backs against the walls and it was relentless sometimes. But, you know, we got through. There were some periods where we tried to get forward. But, you know, against a team like Liverpool and like your cities, going away from home was always going to be tough. But, you know, it was a good start. You know, I think, you know, getting Van Dijk on a booking early was a good chance for possibly to get him sent off, you know, with Watkins runs in behind. Yeah, like you said, Martinez wasn't really that forced into that many saves. But, you know, it was basically just trying to get to half time without conceding. We had a few corners and a few half chances, but we got into half time 0-0, which, you know, and we rattled them, really. We got in their heads. They didn't like it. They were fuming. They tried to pick at everything that we were doing wrong, like Martinez time wasting or whatever. But they didn't like it and they weren't happy. And it was a good tactic for Gerrard to do that because they knew the crowd would go against them. And, you know, we played off that. But unfortunately, it was going to be one of those where it's going to happen, not how. And sooner rather than later, it did happen. And, you know, halfway through the second half, Liverpool get their chance.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, in the first half, I mean, there was nothing and we just frustrated them. But then again, from our point of view, is Watkins was...
isolated. What,
yeah, massively. He was living off, I wouldn't even say scraps. He was pretty much down to the bare portion of the plate, let alone scraps. But going into half-time, was there any changes for you? Because for me, there wasn't... I mean, the only option you could go is go more defensive and shore up or go more attacking and try, you know, nick it. But I didn't think we should make any changes. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. I think it was always going to be just dependent on the score line and who scored first. Because obviously, if we had scored first, you know, changes probably would have been different. But no, not at half-time, no changes.
Going to second half, again, it was kind of a tale of two halves in that half, because the first half, we battened in again. Salah dived and got his penalty. I'm going to say it was a dive. It wasn't really a dive, but it was just a stupidly soft penalty because he was kind of looking for it, in my opinion. And then after they scored and we made three attacking substitutes, it went in our favour. I mean, it was all us. And then Ings should have got a penalty. I think that was the most clear-cut penalty of the day, in my opinion. And I feel like I'm saying like I'm being biased, but the pictures I've uploaded to Twitter and Facebook shows your two hands are literally on Ings's legs. Kind of shows that. But yeah, I mean, what do you think about the two penalties, the Salah one and the Ings claim?
I thought the Salah one, you know, he sold Mings a treat, really, which is unfortunate because, you know, he was having a fantastic performance up until that part. You know, it shouldn't be Mings against Salah, but we was in that situation. You do that sort of half challenge or whatever and give the referee decision to make, I think it's always going to go against you. Yes, it does look soft, but he doesn't get the ball. He does get the player first, even though there's not a lot of contact there. And it's probably the one out of all the penalty claims for Liverpool, which probably gets the closest for it to be a penalty. And then the Villa one, while I was watching the game, I didn't actually think it was a penalty. And then when after the replays, I still didn't think it was a penalty. But looking at everyone's opinions online, Twitter's not the best place to look at for people's opinions, but a lot of people think otherwise. You especially, you think it was a definite penalty. But I think I also think the referee had a good game today. You know, put him into well, you know, the fact that there was even the penalties given or not given, I thought he'd done a good job, but that's my opinion. And you have another ref, it could have been given another day, but we didn't get the rub of the green. But like you said, you know, we made three attacking changes. I thought Sanson was actually fantastic when he come on, something that we were looking for. Buendia, again, you know, possibly could have had the penalty. And then Danny Ings didn't really have much in the game. But, you know, after they scored, it took us quite a while, you know, and another 10 minutes or so, kind of soaking it up and then getting ready. And then that last 10 minutes plus the added time, we were phenomenal. You know, when if you're going off that last 10, 15 minutes alone, we probably deserved a point if, you know, we were lucky at some times, though, leaving only one back. But, you know, the defence was superb. And, you know, I said this on the Facebook page. It's like it's another game against a top four team that we can't be embarrassed by. We're not embarrassed by. You can't get upset about it. You can't be disappointed because... Yeah. You know, the spirited performance, I bet they've done the most amount of running that they've done in a single game because they were getting peppered for most of it. And to say that Liverpool had celebrated like they won the World Cup in the at full time, it shows you everything, really, how much they were scared by, you know, the threat of us. And that's all down, I have to say, it's all down to Gerrard. And, you know, the people that were like, oh, I don't want Gerrard. Well, you know, you've got to get behind him, because we've had two performances against, you know, Liverpool today and Man City a few weeks ago where we're in touching distance of getting something out of the game. And we all knew that a point may have been on the cards, and we just snapped a hand off for a point. And we all knew that really it was going to be a loss. But to lose like that, there's no shame.
Yeah, like you said, in that second half, I thought we deserved something out of it, because if we played like we did in that final 15 minutes, including the stoppage, and we played like that for the whole game, we would have won that, in my opinion, because I don't think Liverpool was ever going to score, because I thought defensively, I thought we were sound. I thought it was superb. Like I said, they had a lot of possession. You look at the stats and it kind of shows, you know, we've had no shots on target and all that, but, and they had five, but out of that five, I think there was only one where Martinez, well, there was two. There was one that come off the back of Cash, which probably should have gone as a home goal. The one that was going top corner and he pulled off a good save, and then the other three were straight at him. So to think they had 63% possession, 20 total shots, and really only two, well, if you take away the one that would have been an own goal, one shot from a Liverpool player that troubled us, kind of shows you how good we were defensively. So if we played the way we were, because defensively, when we attacked them, they was at sixes and sevens. They could not cope with us in that final 20 minutes. But obviously, a game's over 90 minutes, not 20. So over the whole 90, yeah, they deserved the win because they was the better side for a vast majority of the game. But as a team, we can hold our head up high, because like you said, is we was in touching distance against Summit, and arguably we get that, which should have been a stonewall penalty. It would have been a point. And you think we only played well for 20 minutes or less than, you know, that's good going against a side that the stream I was watching, they could not stop rabbiting about how good Liverpool are and how they've scored in 30 games in a row prior to this and all this. And they was begging for Liverpool to win. So the amount of stats I was throwing, like the 30 in a row, you know, kind of shows you how good we've gotten defensively when you think we lost five on the bounce before Gerrard come in. But yeah, like you said, it's three substitutes, all attacking, kind of shows you what Gerrard was going to do. He was just kind of just go for it, boys. And it nearly worked. But it is what it is. There's not much we can do. No one expected to come away with a win or even really a point. You know what I mean? A point was probably at best case. And we can hold that up high. I mean, it's not the worst result. You know what I mean? It could have been far worse than what we've had over the years. So, it's not that bad.
It's one of those where the results is the pain, but the performance is, you know, the good thing from it.
Yeah, exactly. So thankfully that's out the way. After the game now, I mean, we've kind of spoke about it already, about the positive and negative sides, which was basically the defence. The defence was probably the hugest positive we could take. Nakamba's performance was superb. Substitutes yet again was very positive, and it had a positive effect on the game, although the result says otherwise, but it did. But about negatives, have you got anything negative to say? Because I don't really think there was much negative behind it. I mean, you can obviously say Mings was sold up the river, like you said, for the penalty. But, you know, there's, you know, you're looking back with 2020 vision to say that, because at the time he was outstanding. So I can't even give anything as a negative, unless you can think of something.
I think there's still some areas of the games that we need to improve on. You know, when we get into that final third, it seems that it can be quite easy for teams to turn it over. It's also the passing, and also still some like transitions. Like, you've got McGinn basically playing as a second right back all game.
Yeah.
Just to cover them off. I mean, you know, we all know that Liverpool are one of the greatest in the clubs at the moment in the world. You know, you'd probably say in the top five with Man City as well. And we always was going to know that their wingers and fullbacks were going to have a field day. And you know what? You know, the tactic was to keep them wide. Don't let them play in the middle. Try and get crosses in, because they haven't got a number nine. or a striker. So, you know, we limited them, but the chances that they have also missed, there's some good chances there. It's all, we've obviously we weren't expecting another 7-2, but you know, we when we got into their final third, it was like, oh, what are we going to do now? Let's go back and try and keep the ball. We didn't give them enough chances. Well, we didn't create enough chances throughout the game, and that, you know, that's what you said just a second ago. That's why we haven't won it over the 90 minutes, because we weren't good over 90 minutes going forward. That is anyway. But defensively, you know, that's your big positive. Yes, you can say Mings made the mistake of having Salah down, but you know, it's another brilliant performance by it. You take that away, he was arguably man of the match for the game.
Yeah.
But obviously he's got that on his head now, which everyone will be like, oh, so Konsa's the better centre-half. I still think, yes, Konsa had a good game, and he did well when I think Liverpool had a 3-on-1. But I still think Mings is the better player and the better person for centre-half. But those two as a pairing, you know, we won't get any better anytime soon. But yeah, it's just the passing, still a bit wasteful, should I say, not woeful. And also, we allowed Liverpool to press us too easily in some cases. But you're always going to get that against a top team, and we'll get that in a few weeks' time against Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've always thought Konsa was the better defender, but overall better player, I think Mings is that. I think a confident Mings is unreal, and he is confident and he's full of it, and he's been playing how he was in the Championship this season. He's been unreal. And hopefully he doesn't get in his head, and hopefully he carries on these performances, because he had a proper captain, and I keep saying it every week at the minute under Gerrard, but he had a proper captain's performance, and he should have his head held high with that. And yeah, for me, he was man of the match, and he's going to be my man of the match. So on that, we're going to play a rating. So what is your ratings for the Martinez in the back four?
I don't think you can give them too harsh of a ratings, really.
No.
Obviously, only one goal conceded, and it's from a penalty. And Martinez dived the right way. The only thing again letting him down is his distribution. So I'll give Martinez a 6. I'll give Cash a 6. Target a 5, because I think he was the worst out of the back four. And then I'll give Mings a 6, and then Konsa a 7.
I'm gonna give Martinez a 9. I thought he was superb. Didn't really have to deal with much, and what he dealt with, he dealt with. And like you say, he dived the right way, but a penalty is, you know, it's one of those, and it's too harsh to judge somebody's performance on a penalty, unless he's made an absolute clanger. But he didn't. And the whole back four, I'm gonna give a 8, apart from Mings, which I'm gonna give 9, and he was my man of the match. The midfield. Well, 3. It's 4-3-3. So McGinn, Nakamba, Louise.
Wait, what?
The midfield 3?
Yeah.
McGinn, Nakamba, and Louise. What's your ratings?
Oh, sorry. I thought Ramsey was playing in midfield. That's all.
Oh, no. Front three. And he played with the front three.
Yeah. I was like, wait. I can see the team in front of me. So I think I'll give them all a 6. You know, there was some, again, the camera makes a stupid challenge in the first half and gets a yellow card. And then I thought Louise played better when he was put back when Sanson came on. And McGinn, probably the best player for today. He seems to be everywhere. He was trying to, I thought his passing got better today, actually, as well, with a few sprays. So, what is it? Nakamba 6, Louise 6, and McGinn 8, man of the match.
I gave them all a... I'll go in order. Louise a 6. I thought he did okay. But yeah, I thought that's where we lost the game, as the midfield, in my opinion. So I gave him a 6. I gave McGinn a 8 and Nakamba a 7. McGing was just bombing down some of the challenges he did were superb, and some of the runs he did was brilliant. But I just think there was a bit, you know, when Sanson come on, he just kind of showed you that he's a different level to our midfield. The front three, so that was Young, Watkins, and Ramsey, your old man.
So Ramsey, five, didn't think he was involved enough. Younger six, I thought he could have possibly got a penalty if he went into Alisson in that when the keeper made a mistake. But he didn't. He decided to carry on, which I thought that was a wasted opportunity. And then Watkins, a six, because that's just because of his running, because I don't think he actually had a chance on goal today. But that's the way it was for him, unfortunately. You know, it was always going to be hard for him when we were so isolated up front and just trying to hoofball it all the time.
I gave them all a five, in my opinion. Watkins, I feel a bit harsh done because obviously he was living off scraps. But Young and Ramsey, you know, being a bit more inverted and, you know, basically playing as two number 10s at points, they didn't really do much. But I can't really blame them. You know, look who they was playing. Do you know what I mean? But just from a Villa standpoint, I gave them all a five. I didn't think there was enough of them. And we was living in our box for the best part of, 75 minutes. So it is where it is, but a five. What about the subs? What would you give the subs? You know, so we brought on Sanson, Ings, and Buendia.
I don't think I can rate Ings because I just don't think he did too much, to be honest.
Yeah.
Then I'll give Sanson a seven and a seven to Buendia as well. I thought those two were fantastic when they came on.
Yeah, I've gone for the same as well. Like I say, if Ings got his penalty, I would, you know, I'd give him a higher rating. But Buendia and Sanson was brilliant, and I think they should start against Norwich in the week. There we go. So, anything you want to add before we go?
I don't think there is any more to add. If you go away from today, the good thing is that Cameron Archer signs a new contract.
Oh, yes, that's good news. Like I say, that's one down, one to go in Chukwuemeka. We just got to get him done. Don't know what he's waiting on, but we just got to get him tied.
That's it. And, you know, we talk, apparently there's people talking to him. Is it McAllister, who's very well known for the youth players? So, we'll just keep on cracking on. We're trying to get everyone signed up and keep them as a Villa player.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep doing. He's coming through nicely. It's just obviously just got to get everyone tied down to long deals so we can carry on, you know, develop them and all that. And obviously, Chukwuemeka is playing under one of the best midfielders ever to grace the Premier League. So hopefully he sees that as a plus and sees him an extra reason to sign. But either way, it's good to see Archer tied down. You know, he's got his future sorted now. So hopefully he starts getting minutes, which I'm sure he will later this season at some point. Thank you guys for listening. It is a quick one. We will be, well, obviously it's just because we lost. You know what I mean? Even though it was a good performance, a loss, so we don't want to rag it out for half hour, 40 minutes and waste your time. So thank you for listening. We will be back with a Norwich preview, which will be out on Monday morning. Thank you guys for listening and up the Villa.
And we keep the faith. Remember that.